feeling you feel not women. The world is racing to contain a new coronavirus variant that is potentially more dangerous than the one that has fueled waves of infection on nearly every continent. A World Health Organization panel has named the new variant Omicron and classified it as highly transmissible virus of concern. That's the same category that includes the Delta variant. Much of the world imposed immediate travel bans on visitors from southern Africa, where the new variant was discovered. The U.S. is putting its travel limits into effect on Monday. U.S. health officials say Merck's experimental COVID-19 pill is effective, but they raise questions about its safety during pregnancy. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration posted its review Friday ahead of a public meeting next week where outside experts will debate the drug's benefits and risks. If the FDA authorizes the drug, it would be the first pill for U.S. patients infected with the virus. All FDA-authorized drugs currently used against coronavirus require an IV or injection. The FDA will ask its experts whether the drug's benefits outweigh its risks for various patient groups, including pregnant women. Russian authorities have released the names of 51 people presumed dead after a devastating methane explosion in a coal mine in Siberia, believed to be the deadliest since 2010. The list with names of 46 miners and 5 rescuers was published online by the government of the Kemerovo region in southwestern Siberia, where the mine is located. Authorities had initially reported 52 possible fatalities, but search teams on Friday found a survivor in what officials described as a miracle. This is VOA News. The already fractious relationship between France and Britain is spiraling further downward into anger and incomprehension in the turbulent aftermath of 27 migrant deaths this week. France reacted angrily Friday to new British proposals for dealing with the deadly flow of migrants between their shores. A British letter and France's response to it underscore how the erstwhile European partners are struggling to work and understand one another since Britain's divorce from the EU. French President Emmanuel Macron scolded British Prime Minister Boris Johnson for making public the letter that the British leader sent on Thursday. The French government said that a British minister is no longer welcome at an upcoming European meeting to discuss the migration problem. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is claiming that his country's intelligence service has uncovered plans for a Russia-backed coup d'etat in the country set for next week that allegedly involves one of Ukraine's richest oligarchs. But both the oligarch and the Russian government rejected the allegations. In Nantucket, Massachusetts, where he is spending a holiday weekend, U.S. President Joe Biden expressed concern at the coup talk and renewed U.S. support for Ukraine's sovereignty and self-government. At a news conference in Kyiv, the Ukrainian capital, Zelensky said he received information that a coup was being planned for next Wednesday or Thursday. He did not give many details to back his allegation, but pointed to a suspected role of Ukraine's richest oligarch, Renat Akhmatov. The president said that Ukrainian intelligence has audio recordings of an alleged meeting between Russian and Ukrainian officials discussing a plan for a coup allegedly funded by Akhmatov, whose fortune is estimated at $7.5 billion. The Biden administration has recommended an overhaul of the nation's oil and gas leasing program to focus on areas that are more suitable for energy development and raise costs for energy companies to drill on public lands and water. A long-awaited report by the Interior Department on Friday stopped short of recommending an end to oil and gas leasing on public lands, as many environmental groups have urged. But officials say the report will move toward a more responsible leasing process that provides a better return to U.S. taxpayers for oil and gas drilling on the nation's vast public lands and waters. For more on these and other stories, please visit us at voanews.com. Via Remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.